Hey friends, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called, episode 10. Not all church folks know Jesus, and that pew isn't saving you. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. Today's episode, buckle up. Because we're not passing around the offering plate, we're flipping pews. So 17 months into my Christian walk, and I realized something that made me drop my coffee. Just about. I had accidentally joined a club instead of becoming a disciple. Now don't get me wrong. I believe in Jesus. I have been baptized. I'm reading my Bible with a pen in one hand and a prayer journal in the other, like a good little Christian. But somewhere along the way, I also picked up a collection of polished phrases, spiritual habits, and church clothes. I traded a messy relationship with Jesus for a tidy routine of doing church things. And I'm not alone. See, the longer I stuck around Christian spaces, the more I saw it. Pews full of folks who know how to amen on beat, but didn't know how to obey when nobody was watching. Christians who showed up every Sunday, but hadn't had a real conversation with Jesus since Easter of 2014. People who knew where to find the Book of Psalms, but couldn't find peace on a Tuesday when everything fell apart. It started to dawn on me. Church attendance doesn't mean you know God. Now don't panic. Not saying church is bad. I love my little church community. I love potlucks with mystery casseroles and slightly off-key worship teams that still manage to make me cry. But what I'm saying is this. Some of us are sitting in the pew thinking we're saved because we're sitting in the pew. And that pew isn't saving you, sweetheart. Jesus is. Let's be real. Some of us were raised to believe that the mark of a good Christian is showing up. Wear the right clothes, say the right things, lift your hands during the third song, and don't make too much noise during the sermon. And hey, if you post a picture of your Bible and coffee cup on Instagram with a psalm in the caption, extra points for spiritual vibes. But here's what Jesus said in Matthew 15:8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. You can know all the hymns. You can have your name on the church roll. You can even volunteer to hand out bulletins and smile at people on the way in. But none of that means your heart belongs to Jesus. And if that makes you uncomfortable, good. Because this episode is not a cozy hug for your Sunday self. This is a wake-up call for your everyday self. The one who loves Jesus on Sunday morning but cusses out your coworkers by Monday at lunch. The one who serves in kids' ministry but gossips about church leadership in the car ride home. The one who is more worried about what to wear to service than whether you're actually following the Savior. So let's talk about it. I saw this image the other day. It slapped me so hard spiritually, I needed an ice pack for my conscience. It said, some of you are more faithful to your Sunday schedule than you are to Christ. Yikes, right? Here's what I realized. God's not impressed by your church attendance. He's not tallying points because I made it to service 5 weeks in a row and only took one bathroom break during the sermon. He's not handing out crowns in heaven for perfect tithe records and matching family outfits on Easter. God wants obedience, not attendance, not religious performance, not lip service. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but going to church is obedience. Yeah. Scripture tells us not to forsake gathering together, Hebrews 10:25. But gathering isn't the same as hiding, and a lot of us are hiding in the pew, hoping that proximity to holy things will cover the fact that our hearts are still cold. I've been that person. I've sung the songs and cried during the altar calls, only to leave unchanged and bitter about the slow driver in front of me on the way home. Let me say it plainly. You can sit in the sanctuary every week and still miss heaven. One of the scariest verses in the Bible is Matthew 7:22-23. Jesus says, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works.' And then will I profess unto them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.'" He's not talking to atheists, folks. He's talking to people who did religious stuff. Church people. People with ministry resumes. And he said, "I never knew you." You can be active in church and absent from Christ. That should shake us. We have entire generations inoculated against the gospel by emotional worship music and motivational preaching that pats you on the back for surviving the week, but never calls you to die to yourself. We've replaced the cross with comfort. We've traded obedience for attendance. And it's not just dangerous, it's damning. Let's be honest for a second. As someone who's still new to this faith thing, who didn't grow up in church and doesn't know the lyrics to "Shout to the Lord," I've spent a lot of Sundays trying to figure out if I was doing it right. I brought my Bible. I clapped when others clapped. I nodded thoughtfully during the sermon. But sometimes I left feeling like something was still off. I was following the crowd, but not following Christ. It's easy to slip into the rhythm of religion and forget the relationships. Jesus didn't die so you could be a moral churchgoer. He died so you could be born again, transformed, made new. And that happens way outside the sanctuary walls. Holiness isn't a Sunday outfit. It's a Tuesday afternoon decision not to gossip. It's a Thursday night moment when you choose prayer over panic. It's the quiet apology to your kid, the self-control to shut your mouth when you're about to lose your temper, the whispered, "God help me," in the grocery store line when your patience is thin. You know what holiness looks like in my house? It's me not slamming the laundry basket when nobody else folds. It's me praying for the person who hurt me instead of revenge planning in the shower. It's me learning that following Jesus means I don't get to cling to my pride anymore, even when I feel justified. Obedience isn't glamorous, but it's powerful. I think some of us need to be honest. We're more in love with church culture than with Christ. We want to belong. We want community. We want to feel spiritual without actually dying to ourselves. But friend, the Christian life isn't about looking holy. It's about being holy. And that's not something you can fake for long. You can fool your pastor, you can fool your friends, but you can't fool the Holy Spirit. God is not mocked by your routine. He's not tricked by your rituals. He sees the heart, and he wants all of it. So what do we do with this? Do we just stop going to church and go rogue? Absolutely not. The church is the body of Christ. We need community. We need spiritual authority. We need the word rightly preached. But what we don't need is performative Christianity. What we don't need is a bunch of spiritual looking people who can't remember the last time they repented for real. We don't need pew sitters. We need disciples. People who will love Jesus in the dark where nobody is watching. People who will choose obedience even when it's uncomfortable. People who are more concerned with holiness than appearances. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what you do in a building. It's about who you are when no one is watching. So, let's wrap it up with this. If you've been relying on your church attendance to make you feel spiritually safe, it's time to take a deeper look. If you've been going through the motions, checking boxes, nodding at sermons, but not living them out, ask God to break the cycle. If you've been more worried about your Sunday outfit than your spiritual condition, let conviction lead you, not shame you. God isn't looking for perfect church members. He's looking for surrendered hearts. He's looking for the ones who say, Jesus, I want you, not just the feeling of being spiritual. That might mean getting real uncomfortable. It might mean repenting. It might mean stepping away from empty routine and asking God to set your soul on fire again. But oh friend, it is so worth it. Because at the end of all this, when we stand before Jesus, He's not going to ask if you are a good church member. He's going to ask if you knew Him. So that's it for today. It's not an easy message, but it's a necessary one. And if you're anything like me, new to the faith, still figuring things out, juggling grown kids and sanctification, then just know you are not alone. We don't need to perform our faith. We just need to live it. Jesus doesn't want your Sunday show. He wants your whole heart. Thanks for hanging out with me. And hey, if this episode hits home, share it with someone who needs the reminder that routine won't redeem you, but Jesus will. Catch you next time, fam. And remember, the cross doesn't fit in a pew, but it will fit in your living room, your laundry pile, and your messy everyday life. Now that's church. Amen.